VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The UK has recorded its most new coronavirus infection since early February, as the National Health Service ran a grab-a-jab initiative to further drive up vaccination rates. Government figures Saturday showed that another more than 18,000 people tested positive for the virus across the UK. That is the highest daily number since February 5th. Nearly 100,000 people have tested positive over the past week. That's around 50% up from the previous week, and that's raised questions over whether lockdown restrictions will end as planned. The latest spike came as hundreds of walk-in vaccination sites, including stadiums and shopping centers, opened in England over the weekend. It's a bid to boost vaccine numbers, particularly among younger age groups. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that former Finance Minister Sajid Javid will be replacing Matt Hancock as Health Minister. This is after the latter quit Saturday. Hancock sent a letter of resignation to the Prime Minister on Saturday, saying the last thing he wants is for his private life to distract attention from the single-minded focus that is leading us out of the COVID crisis. He was caught breaking COVID-19 rules by kissing and embracing an aide in his office. It enraged colleagues and the public who have been living under lockdown. 42-year-old Hancock wrote to Prime Minister Boris Johnson apologizing for breaking the government's guidance after the Sun newspaper published photos on Friday of the married minister embracing a woman whom he had appointed to a taxpayer-funded role to scrutinize the performance of his department. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 5 million people in the region around Sydney, Australia, have gone into a 14-day lockdown as health authorities try to regain control of a coronavirus outbreak that has ballooned to 80 cases. The Delta variant, first identified in India, is being blamed. People may only leave their homes for work, to shop for essential items, to seek medical care, or for caregiving or compassionate reasons. Virus cases are surging in Uganda, making scarce hospital beds even more expensive, and concern is growing over the alleged exploitation of patients by private hospitals accused of demanding payment up front and hiking fees. Uganda is among African countries seeing a dramatic rise in the number of infections amid a severe vaccine shortage. The country is vaccinated under 1% of its 44 million people. One observer says that without a national health insurance scheme, COVID-19 has highlighted that health care in Uganda is commoditized, available to the highest bidder. Officials don't know what caused a Florida beachside condominium tower to suddenly collapse, but experts are closely examining a 2018 report that identified numerous issues with the building, including major structural damage to a concrete structural slab below its pool deck that needed to be extensively repaired. The report was among a series of documents released by the city of Surfside. Rescuers continue to dig through rubble in an effort to find any of the more than 150 people who remain unaccounted for after the collapse. While the engineering report did not warn of imminent danger from the damage, it did not note the need for costly repairs to fix systemic issues. A passenger was taken to the hospital Friday night after jumping out of a moving plane at Los Angeles International Airport. United Express Flight 5365, operated by SkyWest, was pulling away from a gate shortly after 7 p.m. when the man unsuccessfully tried to breach the cockpit by pounding on the door, then managed to open the service door and jump down the emergency slide onto the tarmac. The man was taken into the custody on a taxiway and treated for injuries that were not life-threatening. The first cruise ship to leave a U.S. port since the coronavirus pandemic brought the into the industry a 15-month standstill has sailed away. Celebrity Edge departed from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Saturday, with the number of passengers limited to 40% capacity and with virtually all passengers vaccinated against COVID-19. Celebrity Cruises says the ship meets health requirements from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.